Italy came to a standstill today as the nation observed an official day of mourning for the 19 Italians killed in Iraq last week. The emotional impact of Italy's worst military loss of life since World War II has had a unifying effect in an often fractious country. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The funeral was held in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, second in size only to St. Peter's. 19 flag-draped caskets were lined up in two rows on a red carpet in front of the altar. Italian President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi was flanked by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Members of the opposition and government ministers sat next to each other, putting aside for this occasion their usual bickering. Nearly all the 20 Italians wounded in the Nasiriya attack were present. Some wore bandages or carried crutches, their scarred faces showing the signs of the devastating explosion. In his homily, Cardinal Camillo Ruini said that Christians must love their enemies, even if they are terrorist assassins.
Non fuggiremo davanti a loro, anzi, li fronteggeremo.
We won't run from them, but face them with all our courage, energy and determination. But we will not hate them. Instead, we will not stop trying to make them understand that Italy is committed to human coexistence where there is space and dignity for every people, culture and religion.
Shops pulled down their shutters, schools and the stock exchange were closed, and workers observed minutes of silence. Millions watched the funeral on their TV screens at home. Earlier, thousands lined the procession route and clapped as the funeral cortege went by. In an unusual demonstration of patriotism, residents displayed Italian flags, draping them from windows and balconies. Yesterday, tens of thousands of people lined up in silence for hours to pay their last respects to the 19 victims whose coffins lay in state for one day. Analysts have been hard-pressed to explain why Italians, who were overwhelmingly opposed to war in Iraq, are not demanding en masse a troop pullout. Pollster Renato Mannheimer says the results of his most recent survey indicate that the Nasiriya strike has had the unexpected effect of strengthening Italian sense of national identity.
I didn't expect that 20% of those polled, one out of five, would say that they feel more Italian than before the attack. There is a new, very strong feeling of belonging to the nation, especially among the young.
But there was one major Italian act of dissent, although it's not clear if it's linked to the Nasiriya attack. Marco Calamai, an Italian civilian official, resigned from the American-led administration governing Iraq, saying it simply doesn't work.
We are looking at a very serious worsening of the general situation in Iraq. It won't be easy to regain control and guarantee a peaceful and democratic transition. I believe only the United Nations and the positive contribution from the United Europe might save a situation which is now in serious jeopardy.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.